All right, welcome back to another episode of As the Drum Turns. I am Laura Smith, here with Jeff Hollingshead. Jeffrey, how's it going?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I am doing wonderful. It's great to be back in the state of Tennessee. We were out in New York City with my girls for spring break, and it was absolute wonderful time. So really good to see the city.
That's awesome. I'm glad you guys had a good time. I'm glad you're back.
Yes.
Because I'm a terrible host. I hate hosting.
No, you did fabulous. Yeah. Yes.
Andreas, he pulled the weight.
So. I miss Andreas because I always have really good questions for Andreas. Yes, he is. He's very knowledgeable, very wise. It was really cool. My girls got to see SRM trucks. In the city of the hustle and the bustle.
Was that their favorite part?
It was. It was their favorite part. That and the Statue of Liberty. They got to go up in the Statue of Liberty tour.
That's a distant second.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. No, it was a lot of fun.
That's cool.
So Jeff, we have a lot of events coming up, and I just wanted to make sure that everybody knows about family days, signups. We do this for all of our team members. We ask that they can invite their immediate families to these events that are coming up this summer. We have wild adventures for our team members in Florida and Georgia, South Carolina, Alabama, etc. If you go to Wild Adventures and you have that flyer up at your plant, just scan that QR code and you can sign up there. Your event is on May 11th at Wild Adventures in Valdosta, Georgia. And then we also have registration for Magic Springs. It's now open for our Arkansas team. You can RSVP via the newsletter or SRM360. And we look forward to seeing all of you guys on May 25th. So those are coming up. Time is passing us by very quickly.
Always. I'm looking forward to it.
Yes, yes. I just wanted to have a reminder, uniforms, if you guys are looking for your uniforms, you can do a personal purchase. If you wanted to purchase additional shirts or jackets, anything like that, you can scan that QR code at your plant on that flyer. There's a poster right by your time clock, and you can scan that and order. It's got all the instructions and code, so you can get there. You can check the newsletter. We also have the SRM March Madness Challenge going on right now. We've got the leaderboard going. So I'm going to tell you who the top five people are in that leaderboard. We got Steven Dygert, Mike Antel, Zach Fox, Daryl Rangel, I'm not exactly sure. Keith Kramer, who was our last year's winner, will he do it again? And we have Mr. Rob Soap. So those are coming up. So we're real excited about seeing who the March Madness winner will be for this year. Jeff, what other information you've got for us?
Yeah, well, it's been a busy, crazy week. I've also been in New York this week, New York City with Dan and Constantine, and got to check on Appolito for a little bit too, and Rich and Rob, the whole team. So it was great to see everyone. Spent most of the time in New York and got to go around and see a lot of our customers and talk to them and get out in front of folks. So it's been a good week. Also had the opportunity to bring my daughter along with me. So she got to see it all in action, all in New York City.
Yes.
All around all the boroughs and all the traffic, all of it.
Yeah. She's keeping you cool, keeping you relevant.
Keeping me super relevant with the WRIS.
Macy has got the WRIS.
No question. No question. No, she's a great kid. And she, it was good to get to hang out with her and see that stuff. And we got to eat great Italian food. So you just can't go wrong. Mm-hmm. It's the best.
It is.
It's the best. So, but no, I'm happy to have Constantine heading up our sales now as a sales manager. He's going to do a great job there, and we got to go to work and make sure we got our name out there and being aggressive in the way that we're approaching sales. So we're building a great team to help him in that pursuit. So excited about the future in New York, and we're doubling down and investing heavily and everything from new plants to properties to and trucks and everything in between. So it's gonna be good. It's gonna take a little time, but we're making progress, and I'm excited about that. Especially in Jersey, you know, the guys at the team in Jersey has really come together. Dan's done a good job of kind of organizing everything and getting everybody on the same page. And so I'm looking forward to what the future holds there in New York City. So it's obviously a big, exciting place.
Mm-hmm.
And we're happy to be there.
Yeah, it is. When we actually walked by one job where we saw a truck, we looked up, and that was actually the building that has the New Year's Eve. Yeah, the New Year's Eve where the ball drops. So that's the building that we're working on. I thought, well, that's pretty special.
Yeah, so many cool places and stories and great folks. So honored to be a part of that. And we're also excited to announce that Jason Mitchell is going to take over as our Central Division President. Mm-hmm. I'm very happy to announce happy to announce Jason in that role. Jason's been with us for a few years now, but has just been a rising star. He's got a great head on his shoulders and great work ethic, great leadership abilities. And so I had the opportunity to meet with him this morning and kind of talk through the future, and he's going to hit the ground running. So congratulations to Jason. Very well deserving. I know he's going to do a really great job in his new role.
Yeah, and that Central Division President, that covers Tennessee, Arkansas, and parts of Georgia.
Yep. So it's a really important market, established market, a market that's been busy, just because the markets produce that. So he'll do good. But there's so many great GMs that are in those markets too that have been with us and tenured. So I know those guys will do a phenomenal job in supporting him and then work together. So congratulations to him, and looking forward to that chapter and moving forward and keep growing and hopefully keep getting better in every aspect.
Awesome. We also had a really cool submission from, it was Myrtle Beach area, from D.A. Jackson's area. One of their RMIs, Mr. Williams, I think it's Tarek Williams, he went to a school and really just did an incredible job of taking the time to explain the concrete side of things. They did a touch truck, and I'll just want to share a lot of pictures of these in the newsletter. A lot of times we do touch trucks at schools and community events for the kids to have a hands-on experience. They usually climb up in the truck and take a look at it, have their photo made. But he's really just kind of explaining a lot of this. So this is a group of middle schoolers, and they're all about some concrete. So congrats, and thank you so much for doing that. The kids look very excited about it. So
yeah, we appreciate you doing that. That's awesome. Yeah. Got to be involved in local communities for sure.
Yeah, and if you guys are interested in hosting touch of trucks, we have a lot of hands-on activities for you to do. So just if you ever have questions, call the marketing team and we can help. All right, Jeff, well, what do you have to talk about today?
You know, I tell you what's been front of mind is, in New York and even other markets as well, because, the first quarter's been tough. We dealt with a really bad hand with weather. Weather's been terrible. And it kind of gets your mind around sales, and thinking about sales and how we can improve. And, I want to put a lot of focus on getting sales and sales teams in the right spot and getting the right structure around that. We've spent the last many years looking at all these different elements of our business, whether it be quality, with Zagula building out a great team, or Chris Ross with Area Fleet Managers building out a great team in our shops, made mm-hmm. large strides and improvements on that front, to operations with the advent of division presidents. And, the list, environmental, safety, you name it. We really have touched all these different areas. And I think now it's time to really focus in and hone in on sales. How can we really make sure that we're engaging our customers in a big way? Because, we do a really great job overall in operations. We do a great job at getting, saying yes and not mm-hmm. saying no, and, getting trucks on and off the yard and just really paying attention to those details. But we got to tell people about it. Mm-hmm. And this really is your job too, Laura, right?
I mean, that's exactly
market.
Right.
We got to market to these customers.
Yes, that's right. That's right.
The last few years, you and I have talked about this a lot. Yeah. We've been marketing to our people, because it's, we've been short-staffed and all that. So now the tide's turning a little bit, and it's like, hey, how can we market to customers? Let them know everything that we have to offer. Hey, we've got these great people that work at our company, and we've got great locations, and we've got great assets, and we've got the positive attitude, and we're competitive and all these ways. And so how can we, get out in front of them and meet customers where they are and meet their needs and just go above and beyond? And so I know the last few days, again, in New York, we've spoke about this a lot, is, we've got to get back to really leaving impressions on people, because no one remembers what you say at all. I mean, they just don't. Mm-hmm. You don't remember what people say. You don't remember what the conversations that we had last week. But you do remember how you someone made you feel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, did they make you feel appreciated? Yeah. Did they make you feel respected? Did they make you feel loved? Did they make you feel whatever it is? Feelings,
yeah,
people buy off of. Feelings people can coalesce around. You know, feelings is what makes people want to be a part of an organization. And so I know for me personally, I want to do a better job at generating and creating the feeling that I want for all of the people I work around, and really I wanted to create those feelings for our customers too. You know, when they call or when we're out making sales calls, we're in front of people, that they know that in our heart that we want to do a great job in servicing and supporting them. And we want to meet their needs and we want to solve their challenges and we want to do a great job.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you know, something else that we spoke about too is like, hey, I don't want to just chase big jobs. You can't be a great business doing that. Look, we're going to get big jobs here and there. You know, we're going to be blessed with those from time to time, but I don't want to run our business with peaks and valleys. I want to make sure that we're taking care of every customer that calls. If it's 1 yard or if it's 10,000 yards, it doesn't matter. Every customer is important. We've got to value their business. If it's a COD homeowner, if it's a, mm-hmm. you know, the largest finisher in America, doesn't matter. You know, everybody's important. And we want to generate that feeling that they know that their business matters. And, you know, I was actually speaking to my dad. He had the opportunity, he spoke to a marketing executive for Disney. They were just talking about, you know, business in general. And basically, they were talking about the same things that we do all the time, is that they never say no. At Disney, when customers have issues where they can't meet a customer need, they don't use the word no. They literally take it out of their vocabulary. And I think it's important to understand the psychology of that word, being told no. People hate that. So like when a customer calls, I want concrete at 7 o'clock. We can't get them. You don't say, no, I can't get you. You say, well, let me check on that, but I can get you at 3 o'clock. You know, or maybe that time is a little bit tough, but here's my next option. There's ways to word it. Say the exact same thing, but it's like, here's the next best alternative without me just telling you, no, I can't get you. Sorry. You know, you can't do that. It's so hard. And we've invested so much money in plants and trucks and assets and all these different things for one person to sit in that seat and make a customer upset, or that one dispatcher that won't take an order past 4 o'clock because he's ready to go home. You know, those are the type of people, man, I want to flush out of this company as fast as we can, get rid of them, and get people in that care and are passionate about service and really going above and beyond. You say, well, I'm an operator. That has nothing to do with me. You are the most important person in sales. You know, you represent, you're the last impression that we make with that customer. You come in with the right attitude, everything about it's right, the truck, the mix, your uniform, everything is just perfect. And you pull in, you pull out and do a great job. That's how you leave those feelings of impressions mm-hmm. of people doing little things. It's not a big deal. You know, you go to Chick-fil-A, they come by and they fill your cup up. It's a fast food place. They don't have to do that. Here you are on a job site and a guy wants to fill his 5-gallon bucket up with water. Before you leave, hey, man, would you like me to fill your bucket up with water? Little stuff like that goes a long way. You say, instead of being, you know, I've been around some operators. Well, I don't have any water. That's my water. I got to wash down with that. You know, being a jerk, it's not going to pay the bills. Being nice, being kind, figuring out ways to say yes, that's how we're going to keep getting better.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'm really excited. I did hire a new sales director, which we're going to announce here in a couple weeks. I've been interviewing. He's working out a notice at his job that he's been at for a long time. And I'm excited to have him in that role to really put a lot of impetus on sales, supporting our sales managers in new ways. I know that's an area that we've been lacking in, and we're going to get better. So I'm excited. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm really, we were talking about before we started, I'm pretty energized right now about where we're headed. Like, I think that things are looking bright. And I know there's some markets and people that markets that are slow and they're worried about work and worried about this, but man, we're about to get better. And when you're better than your competition, it doesn't matter how many competitors you have, doesn't matter about pride, doesn't matter about all that. When you just get better and you're getting better every day, then you're going to start building some customer relationships. They don't just fall off the map. They're there for you. And so I'm looking forward to the next this year. I'm looking forward to this year and what it holds, because I do believe that SRM in general as a whole is headed the right direction, and I'm excited about it.
Awesome. Awesome. That sounds great. Okay, Jeff. So it's time to announce our go-getter. And this person is out of Georgia, and it is none other than Mr. Jonathan Dockery, mixer operator out of Blue Ridge, Georgia. And they say that Jonathan goes out of his way to take care of our customers, which is exactly what we've been talking about today. And he takes care of his fellow drivers. He is one of the most dependable operators and is taking every stride to keep it looking and operating like new. He has a great attitude toward every situation, no matter the challenges. So congratulations to you, Jonathan Dockery. If you are interested in nominating one of your coworkers for the Go-Getter Award, you can do so on the newsletter or SRM360. And Jeff, you got anything else?
No, great job, Jonathan. We appreciate you.
Awesome. Okay. We hope everyone has a wonderful week.
Thanks, everyone.